I'm joined by Susan Ahmed from the Revolution Council in Damascus. Susan, there have been reports of a massacre in the southwest suburbs. Can you give me your version of events?
As we heard that the campaign started against Jadeed al-Fadl, which is in Damascus suburbs, 6 days ago. And after the Assad's forces started shelling the city and threatening to kill everybody there, Free Syrian Army withdrew 3 days ago to discover yesterday that they killed so many people, that the Assad's forces killed so many people, and most of them were extrajudicially executed. We found that many bodies were slaughtered. Women and children were among killed people there. Today in the morning, we discovered 7 bodies killed in a building. These people were actually displaced, and they left Daraya and Muqaddamiya to Jadeed al-Fadl seeking a safe place. But unfortunately, they got killed there by Assad's forces.
How many women and children were among the dead? Do you know?
I don't have exact number, but I can get you the exact number because we documented all the names of dead bodies. The number actually is rising. The whole number of the campaign is reaching almost 400 because every day we discover more and more dead bodies. They stole actually many houses and many stores. They set fire on these shops and the stores that they stole. They burned even many bodies of killed people there. We don't know why, but it seems that they are just like acting like mad people. They are being so violent. So after slaughtering people and killing them, they burn the bodies.
Isn't this just the result of the civil war between Assad's forces and the rebels?
Let me make this point clear that it is not a civil war, you know, because it's not like war between two people who are of different religions, let's say, or different sectors. No, it is simply Syrians. Syrian people are fighting against the regime, the criminal regime, the tyrant, because they said that we want the freedom. The regime started chilling them, so they started saying that we want to topple that regime. So the regime started chilling, killing, and storming into cities. So it's not a civil war. Actually, it's a genocide.
But, because the Syrian government says it killed large numbers of terrorists, and Free Syrian Army activists have said that they have been active in that area. Why do you carry on using the term massacres?
Okay, let me make sure that you know that Free Syrian Army wasn't active in that area. By the way, the Free Syrian Army was there. Yeah, that's right. Why? Because Free Syrian Army is everywhere. Free Syrian Army are our sons, our brothers, our neighbors. So they are already the sons of the area. So in every area, there are sons who are like the Free Syrian Army. So they were already there and they were not active. If you want to ask why now, why Assad's forces attacked and stormed into Jadeed al-Fadl now at this time, let me make it clear that they did so because they have been for months trying to storm into Daraya and Muqaddamiya, but in vain. So they wanted to do something to prove that they are still in control, that they still have power, and to lift their soldiers' spirits up. So they just went to that little village and they started chilling it. After that, they said the same scenario is being repeated, that Free Syrian Army are there, Free Syrian Army are terrorists, so please leave the area, otherwise we are going to shell the whole area and kill all people. And that what happened. Free Syrian Army said that we can't afford this, so we want to spare innocent lives, we don't have enough weapons, so they withdrew. After withdrawing, we discovered massacres. After the Free Syrian Army withdrew, snipers spread everywhere. They shot children just because they came closer to windows to see what's going on outside. So how come that the Assad's forces can say that they are killing and fighting terrorists? Why? They killed just civilians, because most of the dead people are civilians, and they were killed exactly after the Free Syrian Army withdrew from the area.
Do these events suggest that the Assad regime has more of an upper hand now over Damascus and its suburbs?
Not really. In Damascus, yeah, you know that most parts of Damascus are under the control of the Assad's forces. But, for example, Jobar, Al-Kabun, القدم العسالي, even الحجر الأسود. These areas are parts of Damascus to the east and the south, but they are under the control of Free Syrian Army. Concerning the suburbs, the largest part of the suburbs are, let's say, is under the control of the Free Syrian Army, like Eastern Ghouta and even the West Ghouta, which is Mu'adamiya and Daria. So we can't say that the Assad's forces are controlling most of the area. No, it's not accurate, actually.
You yourself are in a northern suburb of Damascus. Can you give me an idea of the atmosphere in your neighborhood?
My neighborhood is under the control of Assad's forces, actually. Every day we got shelled, although we are under their control. Last night we got shelled and children got injured badly just because they decided to shell residential houses, and the mortar shell hit the house of that poor child who got burnt. Although we are under the control of Assad's forces, we don't have a Free Syrian Army here, because they said that they killed everybody here, actually, and they said that the Free Syrian Army shouldn't be there. And if we see Free Syrian Army there, that means we are going to shell the area. Still, no Free Syrian Army in my area, and they shell it every other day. And civilians got killed just because they started to shell out of sudden, targeting residential houses for no reason, actually. We see MiG warplanes and helicopters are hovering over the city every now and then. We see, actually, I've seen it for myself, how it shells the Eastern Ghouta and the other parts close to us, even Berze. We see columns of smoke going out after the plane shells, or after the mortars, actually, and rocket launchers shell these areas.
How do you see the conflict going over the next weeks and months?
I'm afraid that I see it's going to be more violent and worse. Things will get worse, actually. Assad's forces are determining to kill more people and never to, let's say, give it up. They don't want to admit that Syrians don't want them, and they are not going to leave that easily. After more than 2 years of this conflict, they keep killing people and shelling cities. I'm afraid that the worst is still to come, because there is nothing serious yet inside Damascus, although everything is stressed and it's not normal at all. But still, the big battle hasn't started yet.
Over the weekend, the Friends of Syria again pledged more aid to the opposition, but not arms. Is that being greeted with disappointment in Damascus?
Yeah, actually, yes. Let me say this. They were meeting, Friends of Syria were meeting, and Assad's forces were killing civilians. So what's the message that Assad wants to send to them? Despite of everything going on Earth here, they refuse to give Free Syrian Army weapons to protect civilians and to defend themselves. What do we need from them, actually, but weapons? Just to please stop supporting Assad's regime and try to give the Free Syrian Army weapons, at least to protect civilians and to spare innocent lives. So they said that they are going to give not lethal weapons. Okay, so what shall we do with this? Facing tanks, warplanes, MiG jet fighters, what shall we do with this?
Early this month, Jabhat al-Nusra declared its affiliation with al-Qaeda. Do you think that announcement has changed attitudes in the international community towards the Syrian uprising?
Okay, let me say this. Actually, the international community needs just an excuse to say that's why we are not carrying our responsibilities. They didn't do anything, let me say it like this, anything really useful to Syrian people. They didn't support them, they didn't prevent or stop killing them. So it's just a new excuse when Jabhat al-Nusra said that it is affiliated to al-Qaeda. Okay, so this is another excuse that that's why they are not going to help us. Okay, so we didn't get help early in the beginning. And we know that it's a play, actually. It is a big play, and it's like, yeah, many people are like conspiring and just playing with Syrian issues. So sometimes they say that we are Qaeda, sometimes we said that they are extremists, sometimes they say that they are terrorists. Okay, but at the end of the day, the same result. Syrians and civilians actually are getting killed, and all the world is just watching, putting excuses and just saying that we are going to meet, we are going to try to help, but nothing real happens.
Okay, Susan, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.